WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SeegertOneHour.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. This week was the College Station Fire Department's first response to the 17-story Northgate student housing complex. Interim Fire Chief Eric Hertz says the fact that the kitchen fire in a seventh-floor apartment at the Rise wasn't any worse than it was can be credited to city codes.
Requiring the suppression systems to be in place and the alarm systems to be in place, because without those codes, this could have turned out much different than it did.
Also helping was the timing of Wednesday night's call, which followed the afternoon commute.
Many of the roads in that area have been reworked as part of the development of the Rise and the Stack. So we did not have any access problems, and there wasn't a problem with bystanders being in the way of the fire trucks.
Hertz says firefighters were aided by a walkthrough before the Rise opened. Saturday is the first day to file for next year's elections. In Brazos County, there will be some primaries.
It's expected there will be a primary for County Commission in District 4. Incumbent Irma Cawley and Paul Madison, who's leaving the Bryan City Council, faced each other in 2010, and both have filed their notices of campaign treasurers. By the way, Madison's departure from the council due to term limits has been delayed because his successor is yet to be determined. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says she'll propose a runoff election date of December 17 when the council meets November 18. Back to Brazos County races. So far, there are five candidates wanting to succeed the retiring Precinct 3 Justice of the Peace, George Boyette. They are Rick Hill, Rick Vessel, Larry Johnson, Jim Cashin, and Mickey Posey. And two candidates for Constable in Precinct 3 have named treasurers, Rick Starnes and Joe Ingram. Other incumbents who have filed their treasurer notices are County Judge Dwayne Peters, District 2 Commissioner Sammy Catalina, County Clerk Karen McQueen, and Constables Donald Lampo in Precinct 2 and Isaac Butler in Precinct 4. Two other treasurer notices have been filed. Jeff Reeves is seeking his first full term as Constable in Precinct 1, and Gene Phelps is seeking the JP position in Precinct 1. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Suddenly, customers in the Twin Cities are being notified about price changes. Officials say they vary depending on the types of services. Adjustments were necessary due to a variety of factors, including the rising cost of television programming. Suddenlink says they're absorbing some of the 14% increase being charged by basic cable networks, which is approximately 7 times above the rate of inflation. Suddenlink encourages bundling 2 or more services, which is currently done by more than 6 out of 10 customers. Price changes are effective with December bills. The public libraries in Bryan and College Station are holding a literacy carnival Sunday afternoon. Bobby Pennington with the Claremont's Library says adults will learn more about the importance of reading to young children.
Reading every day is the most important factor in reading achievement for your child, even a young child. They have to, before they go into school, there are 6 early literacy skills that they have to master before they're ready to read, and we want to share that information.
A variety of activities are also planned for all ages.
They're going to have booths and tents with fun reading activities and literacy activities like games and things like that.
The carnival is Sunday from 2 until 6 at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. Next year's midterm elections could impact Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan talked about the possibility of the Senate returning to a Republican majority and the GOP staying in control of the House.
We wouldn't be able to pass any legislation to for instance, repeal Obamacare and replace it with something new. But what you could do is you change the funding for everything in the federal government. And the purse strings, to the extent you can't change the law, you change the way laws are implemented by starving the bureaucrats that implement them.
Flores says coming quickly is a 1-year delay in the deadline for individuals to sign up for Obamacare, and that Congress and the White House are subject to the same regulations. The state of Texas is getting more than $5 million of Obamacare money, part of $150 million nationwide, to serve more than 1 million Americans.
The money is part of the Affordable Care Act and will go to help support local community health centers.
In Texas, 10 community health centers were awarded more than $5.6 million, and we hope that that money will help them serve an additional 46,000 plus patients.
That's Martin Kramer of Health and Human Services. Texas health centers served more than a million patients last year, the majority uninsured. Almost half of the money is heading to three community health centers in Houston. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And a national group representing first responders and dispatchers says two-thirds of all wireless 911 calls in Texas don't provide enough location information for the caller, violating federal requirements. The Find Me 911 Coalition reviewed data that shows the rate of Texas wireless emergency calls with detailed location information has fallen by about half since 2011. Most of the calls only show the location of the cell tower where the call originated. The coalition says FCC rules require wireless calls to have location information to aid first responders in an emergency. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Seeger One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, join in for the annual Roman Bacchanal. When in Rome, do as the Romans and don your toga for the world's largest toga contest. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13, brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool or warm, depending on the time of the year, then they'll have one hook it up while they fix yours. That's at no additional charge. 690-2278. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Sunshine will be making its way through some of the cloudiness drifting across the area today. Highs in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. We're partly cloudy tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, clouds, occasional sunshine, high in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For tomorrow night, we're clear to partly cloudy. Lows will be in the low to mid 50s. Sunday, there'll be clouds along with some breaks of sunshine. Temperatures on Sunday in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel actually sat down and visited with 12 Man TV, so we'll get you caught up there, as well as the high school football reports. Some of the teams are prepping for the playoffs. And we'll do a whole lot more for you, too, like Baylor and the Syracuse game. All that and more coming up, and we'll do it for you in about
Syracuse?
I'm sorry. The Cardinal of Stanford.
Yeah, really.
My apologies. Sorry. We'll do that for you about 6:52.
Because they're going, oh, we didn't know we had to play. So that was, I mean, there's probably not been a Thursday night game, college football night that had that many ranked teams in it,
there
right?
was a lot going on for sure.
Well,
there's also an NFL game, which I know is your favorite.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well,
yeah, somebody. Minnesota play, is that right?
Yeah, they finally
hey,
won.
Hey, what do you know? The fact that I knew that much surprises
they,
me.
They knocked off RG3.
Oh, did they? Well. So mixed feelings for all those Baylorians out there, Baylorillians. Okay, so, you know, I don't know exactly how this could have even happened, but a housewife in England shocked when she opened the door to her oven to find a python inside.
Aww.
Karen Jackson, I mean, python in England is not really what you'd think.
She's
you know?
Probably desperately trying to find a warm place.
Well, she'd used the gas oven just 2 hours earlier for her pepperoni pizza, just a 2 foot long. Oh, it's like a baby python. Hidden in a cool space at the back, and it emerged as the temperature dropped. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So, yeah, what are they doing in England? Because the weather's probably not too good for them.
Say escape from the neighbor.
Our other little critter story, veterinarians in Germany say that a tortoise that lost its front leg is successfully moving around now with the help of a popular toy. The tortoise was in pretty bad shape when he was brought in with the lower part of his front leg missing, and the tortoise was stabilized. The injured leg was amputated at the shoulder, and the vets began to look for a replacement limb. Well, that's a little difficult. Solution came from the office manager's daughter's toy box.
Uh-oh.
Vet used a special veterinary surgical glue to stick a base block on the underside of the shell, and then basically built, if you will, a Lego wheel so that there's a prosthetic turtle. I mean, the turtle's not prosthetic, but it's got a prosthetic wheel as its front leg. So that's pretty
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like Robo-Turtle.
Be doing wheelies.
See, I'm thinking he's going to drift.
Now,
it's like
that,
a turtle board. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
And then you have to take him in for alignment every 5,000
hours. Absolutely.
So it'll look like it should.
Wax him.
There. With turtle wax, of course.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
How do you get in touch with your inner bold side? Tame a tiger?
Don't look him in the eye.
What?
Walk on hot coals?
Ow, hot, out of the way. Coming through here. Oh, thank you.
Or simply embrace your bold side with a new Sriracha Chicken Melted Subway, made with spicy Sriracha sauce for our boldest flavor yet, and part of the Fiery Footlong Collection, which is much easier than, say, skydiving.
Wait, do I pull this handle?
Ah! Subway, be bold, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This holiday, whether you're hosting at home or treating the office, give your group what they love. Subway caters. Order up a holiday spread of piled high sandwich platters, custom-made giant subs, good-to-go personal boxed meals, even freshly baked cookie platters. They'll love the taste, you'll love the value, because people-pleasing platters start around $35. Call 877-360-CATER. That's 877-360-CATER, or visit Subway.com to order. Subway. Cater fresh.
Some catering orders may require 24-hour advance notice. Prices and participation may vary.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with the 8th of November. This is day 312, 53 of them to go. It's Punster Day. Punster Day.
Hey.
Got a couple of those we can do today. I always like
Are you going to try to be punny?
Lowest form of humor. cook something bold day. I'm not sure what that means.
Something hot.
Well, yeah. Bold to some people could be kind of wussy to others.
Sure.
Bold could be just trying something new.
Could be. National, bold as in something, yeah, like you say, like turtle legs.
Like if y'all made, you know, meatless chili, that would probably be bold.
Nah, really.
Oh, wait, you weren't here. That was Chase that was giving me a hard time.
About meatless chili?
Yeah.
It's that not chili if it doesn't have meat
Thank
in it.
You.
See, that's what I'm saying. It would be bold.
No, ma'am.
To make chili
be weird.
Without meat.
Be weird. Go out there with all your hemp friends and eat that.
Oh, okay. Let me beat you with one of my Birkenstocks.
There you go. Exactly. It's what I'm saying. National Parents as Teachers Day. That probably ought to be every day. But,
parents as or parents as teachers?
Parents as teachers, yeah, which you, in other words, you should be. And it's X-ray Day. Don't go out and just have one because it is, but it
you
is.
Might glow after.
Yeah, nonetheless. All right. And for birthdays.
Jack Osborne, Ozzy's kids, 28 years old. Tara Reid, 38. Gretchen Mol, 41 from Boardwalk Empire, which is a good show. Parker Posey, 45. Courtney Thorne Smith, 46 years old. She's in that According to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Ramsay, 47.
Oh, the Hell's Kitchen dude.
Mm-hmm. Leif Garrett, 52 years old. There are women right now swooning.
Are there?
Oh, he was dreamy when I was a kid.
Well, I was going to say, he's 52 now. You know, I don't know how the years have been to him.
Not well at all. Alfre Woodard, 61 years old. Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight, and she's from Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Had her legs insured for like $1 million dollars or something.
She did. 63. Yeah. Bonnie Raitt is 64. And Morley Safer, 82 years old.
82?
Yep.
Really? Okay. All right. Yeah, you little young guy. For a Saturday, let me see if we're celebrating it. Of course, it's Neon Sign Day because the first neon sign was invented.
Cool.
Yeah, 1911. Young Readers Day, that's probably a good thing. All right. And for birthday?
Nick Lachey, 40 years old, formerly Mr. Jessica Simpson. Nick Blonsky, 25. She was in Hairspray. Eric Dane, 41. He's McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy. David Duval.
I thought his name was McDreamy.
No, there's one of those, too.
Okay.
David Duval, who at one point was one of the best golfers on the planet.
Yeah.
And just slid under the rock of obscurity.
Something happened, yeah.
Is 42 years old. Chris Jericho from the WWE is 43. And Lou Ferrigno. The Incredible Hulk is also in King of Queens. And an incredibly nice guy.
I've
talked to him one time. He's 62.
Could have been a two-sport star, but wasn't Bob Gibson. Hall of Fame pitcher, 78. Whitey Herzog, the White Rat, 82.
Hey.
Tom Weisskopf, another golfer dude, 71. Mary Travers is dead. Never mind. All right. So then on Sunday, okay, what do we got for Sunday?
Kierman and Shipka from Mad Men, 14 years old. She plays the daughter. Oh. Josh Peck is 27. He was out. Whoops.
Hello.
Actually, Josh from Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon, 27 years old. Miranda Lambert, 30 years old. She's kind of popular.
She just won that award the other night.
And she's married to Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
Walter Goggins, 42 years old, from Justified.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I figured you'd enjoy that one.
He's good.
Ellen Pompeo is 44 from Grey's Anatomy. Tracy Morgan from SNL, 45. Mackenzie Phillips, who was on One Day at a Time, and she now is lying under the rock of obscurity.
Pretty much, yeah.
With David Duvall, is 54. Sinbad, the Commodian, is 57. Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake and, is 66. Tim Rice, who wrote the lyrics for, I don't know, The Lion King.
He's doing okay.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Doing okay.
Evita. He's 69.
Yeah.
And Russell Johnson, who was the professor in Gilligan's Island and one of the only ones still alive, is 89 years old.
Did you say Dave Loggins?
No, I did not.
House at Pooh Corner and other stuff like that. 66 years old. All right, there you go. 6:22.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so an inspector general with the Department of Justice recently conducted a review after an anonymous letter pointed to questionable spending by senior DOJ managers. Now, the questionable spending was on promotional items that was purchased by the Investigative Operations Divisions of the United States Marshal Service. Here are some of the things they found in their report. Oh, let's see. The division spent $793,000 taxpayer dollars on promotional items during the years 2005 to 2010. Let's see. $155,000 challenge coins, $11,000 on neckties and silk scarves being made by the U.S. Marshal Service seal. And it goes on from there. Ladies and gentlemen, more waste, fraud, and abuse, and they say they need more of your money.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers convenient game day parking in and around campus for $10, $15, and $20. Public pay parking lots are located near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, and the Central and Northside parking garages. Free shuttles run to many on-campus lots, and the Get to the Grid shuttle runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic and parking information, visit transport.tamu.edu.
We're being careful with the plastic. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We're keeping the personal balance sheets in check. The Federal Reserve Reserve's latest consumer credit report shows credit card use fell in September for the fourth month in a row. There was an increase in a category of borrowing that includes car and college loans. Walt Disney is coming off a strong quarter. The entertainment giant earned nearly $1.4 billion. Disney disappointed Star Wars fans, announcing it is pushing back the release of Star Wars Episode 7. The movie won't be in theaters until a week before Christmas in 2015. The release was originally planned for the summer of 2015. Boeing's commitment to building the new 777X jetliner in Washington State may not be absolute. The aerospace giant is warning it will consider manufacturing the plane elsewhere if it doesn't have deals with its unions and state lawmakers by the middle of next week. Stock market futures a little bit higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
This is Louisa. Recently, she got help going online.
Okay, so hit that green button.
This is her first video chat.
Oh, Louisa?
Oh, my gosh. There she is.
And the first time she's seen her niece in 5 years.
It's so good to see you.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 68 for a high temperature today. Winds will kind of lay back a little bit out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Then tonight, our low temperature around 48. Temperature similar to tomorrow. A slight chance of showers at 20%, but a high of 73. And we'll continue those highs and then the lows right around 53. Those conditions all the way through Tuesday of next week, so enjoy that. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 69% relative humidity. Fair skies, it's 52.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Your patience has been rewarded. American Lube Center Tower Point under the water tower in College Station is now open. It's your fourth location, and now your vehicles will not only run great with our award-winning oil changes, but will look fantastic with our new full-service car wash and detail. Let us help you fall in love with your car all over again. American Lube Centers, best of the Brazos Valley for 4 years in a row. Visit any of our four locations today. American Lube Centers Tower Point, now open.
Where is your toothbrush right now? If it's in a toothbrush holder in your bathroom, you're probably going to want to move it after you hear this. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to a tax-free share of billions of dollars that have been set aside for mesothelioma cancer patients. Secondhand asbestos exposure can also cause mesothelioma. Many patients were exposed to asbestos and didn't even know it. Call right now to get the facts about your legal rights and possible financial compensation. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Probably the worst place to keep your toothbrush is in the toothbrush holder in your bathroom.
And the reason why is because every time we flush our toilets, the water aerosolizes up to 20 feet in the air, and it lands on everything.
Cleaning expert Laura DeLutri, author of the book Speed Cleaning 101.
Our toothbrushes, our countertops, our light switch plates, everything can be in there from urine to fecal matter. So it's very, very important that we cover our toothbrushes.
Laura says it's a myth that newspaper is good for cleaning windows.
It's one of the worst things you can ever use because it actually leaves an ink residue. A better way is to use a microfiber cleaning cloth, 100% cotton cleaning cloth, or a window squeegee. That's what the professionals have been doing for years.
Some cleaning experts say that vinegar is good for cleaning a lot of things around the house, but Laura says be careful.
I'm so tired of reading in these magazines, put vinegar on a pet stain. That is the worst thing you can do. You're putting acid on top of an acidic substance. That it just doesn't make any sense. It stinks to high heaven, and it really doesn't clean anything. I don't like vinegar on hardwood floors, and it actually has deteriorated so many people's hardwood floors, no-wax floors, linoleum floors.
You can link to Laura's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTOW News Time is 6:31. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. All systems work to put out a kitchen fire in the middle of a new 17-story student housing complex located in the Northgate District. College Station Interim Fire Chief Eric Hurt says they were also aided by walking through the rise prior to its opening.
So they would know where all the shutoffs were and connections and layout of the building. So a little pre-planning in advance did a lot to make a very successful response to what it was, our first high-rise residential fire.
Hurt says the evacuation was orderly.
When crews arrived on scene, the two floors above and the floor below and the fire floor were pretty much evacuated at that point.
Hurt says alarms also sounded two floors above and the floor below the fire floor. No one was hurt. December bills for Suddenlink customers will have price changes. A variety of factors are driving the adjustments, including rising costs of equipment, insurance, network expenses for internet service, and a portion of the 14% increase basic cable networks are charging next year. Officials say more than 6 out of 10 Suddenlink customers bundle two or more services, which for others might help offset the upcoming changes and potentially save money. The amount of the increase will depend on the types of services. A date has been proposed for a runoff election for Bryan City Council in single-member District 2.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says she'll ask the council on November 18 to hold the election December 17, preceded by early voting. In the general election, there were 501 votes split among three candidates. That's an 8% turnout of the nearly 6,300 who are registered. Paul Madison will continue to serve on the council until there's a winner. Madison's one of two who have named campaign treasurers for next year's election for Brazos County Commission in District 4. Incumbent Irma Cawley is also named a treasurer. Cawley defeated Madison in the 2010 Democratic primary. Other incumbents who have named treasurers are County Judge Dwayne Peters, District 2 Commissioner Sammy Catalina, County Clerk Karen McQueen, and Constables Donald Lampo, Rick Starnes, and Isaac Butler. Precinct 1 Constable Jeff Reeves, who was appointed last year, has named a treasurer as he seeks his first full term. Joe Ingram is seeking the Precinct 3 Constable's position held by Starnes, and Gene Phelps is seeking the Justice of the Peace position in Precinct 1. The most activity involves the JP Precinct 3 position being vacated by the retiring George Boyette. Five have named campaign treasurers: Larry Johnson, Jim Cashin, Mickey Posey, Rick Hill, and Rick Vessel. Filing begins on Saturday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Among others who could file for next year's election as early as tomorrow is Nolan Ryan, who's been thinking about a run for state agriculture commissioner.
Incumbent Todd Staples is vacating the office to run for lieutenant governor.
Well, I know there are many candidates in the race, but obviously someone of the stature and name recognition of Nolan Ryan would certainly be a game changer in the race for Commissioner of Agriculture.
Staples and Ryan are longtime friends and political allies.
Well, I think it's 100% chance that it's Nolan's decision, and I am grateful that he's serving as my chair for my lieutenant governor campaign today, but I recognize he has to make his decision on what he thinks his best role is.
Political analysts say Ryan on the ballot would increase voter turnout and provide some long coattails for other candidates. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
Governor Perry spent 2 days this week in Iowa continuing to investigate whether he'll run again for president. After losing big in 2012, observers say Perry is pursuing a more methodical approach towards a possible bid in 2016. They included private meetings with political leaders, including Iowa's governor and lieutenant governor, and business groups in the traditional leadoff presidential voting state. Even his close allies say, while not impossible, a comeback from such a steep fall just 2 years ago is very difficult. Raising awareness about illiteracy and doing something about it are the goals of a literacy carnival Sunday afternoon at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. Sponsored by the public libraries in Bryan and College Station, librarian Bobby Pennington says there will be booths and tents to entertain and educate adults and children.
And they're going to have storytellers at the pavilion all day, and you'll take home a lot of information, but you'll have some fun too.
Pennington says a key is the reading ability of third graders.
The statistic is the number of prison beds that they plan for in the future are based on how many kids fail the reading test in third grade, which is a scary statistic. It's true.
Organizers are also recruiting volunteers during the carnival, which is Sunday from 2 until 6. And job-related issues associated with the energy industry is an upcoming issue for federal lawmakers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has a bill coming up in the next couple of weeks dealing with the regulation of hydraulic fracturing.
We're having a manufacturing renaissance because we've got affordable, abundant, clean natural gas. And so we lost a lot of manufacturing jobs the last few decades, and now they're coming back because of this energy boom that we're having. And if we regulate hydraulic fracturing the wrong way, then all of a sudden those manufacturers, you lose the gas, and then the manufacturing jobs stay overseas. They don't come back.
Flores says hearings start next week, followed by consideration by the full House the week before Thanksgiving. WTAW News time is 6:37. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer, and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
When breaking news affects you, your source for local news in the Brazos Valley is KAG's HD News.
Keeping you informed, uncovering the facts.
Going beneath the surface to bring you truth that impacts you.
From our education and politics, our economy and community, our public health and more.
KAG's HD News is there first.
Local people living here, working here.
KAG's HD News, the source for news, weather and sports in the Brazos Valley. Weeknights at 6 and 10. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KAG's HD. Join Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAG's HD.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2014 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl.
The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2014 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet. Right now, lease a 2014 Toyota Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 12/2/13.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repairs. For over 28 years, free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture starting to flow back into Texas from the south and west. Satellite photos this morning showing patchy cloudiness drifting across the state. We'll have partial sun at times through these clouds, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 50 to 55. A mixture of clouds and some sun tomorrow. Highs near 70. Partly cloudy 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Clouds and some occasional sunshine Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It'll be the last time we make that walk around to come out.
Be something very, very different next year for Kyle Field. We'll share our thoughts on that, as well as a 12th Man TV sat down with Johnny Football. We'll get you caught up with the high school sports as well. All coming up. We'll do it for you here in about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're going to rise up out of the middle of the field, right? Isn't that how they're going to do it?
What, like June bugs hatching out?
No, I don't think that'd be a very good...
I think this was more of a concert analogy.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's a freaky thing, though, to stumble upon a field of hatching June bugs at night.
No, Scott, those are crickets.
Oh, okay.
Those aren't June bugs.
Yeah, no, it sounds like...
Do you wander around at night looking for that to happen?
No,
or
I worked at a summer camp and walked up and the field was moving and I was like, ew, what is this? Uh-huh. And it was thousands of June bugs hatching out of the ground. Yeah. It was gross. I didn't want to step anywhere.
Well, that's, you know...
But that's what you made me think of when you said coming up out of the ground.
Well, of course, I can understand.
I'm sorry. It was one of those images you just can't...
Sure.
Can't forget.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Kind of like the Bears winning the game last night. It's something you can't forget.
Sure. I'm just saying that if I've been working that game, it's awful hard to read the number, the names
it
of those
was.
Players on the back. That's not very smart.
Same thing with Oregon, though.
Yeah.
Their jerseys were the same way in reverse. It was white on white as opposed to the ones that were black on black for Baylor.
I'm sure
I like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that Nike probably programmed it that way, just so that we'd be thinking about them. I'm not sure if Baylor's a Nike school or not, but anyway.
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen RG3 wearing Adidas a lot, but I'm not sure.
Oh, that's his contract personally now that he's playing with
So finally,
Washington.
The president has decided to tell us that he's sorry that so many Americans are losing their insurance. So is that supposed to make it better? Is that it? Because now he's finally decided to say he's sorry that that's happened. He didn't say anything about he's sorry that he caused this to happen. He didn't say anything about he's sorry that this thing is so screwed up. He didn't say that he was sorry that the website has continued to not do what it needs to do and is still not fixed. But he personally said, I'm sorry to Americans who lost health plans.
What I want to know is, was there somebody standing there like when he said, I'm sorry? He goes, yes. Yes, you are sorry.
Oh, yeah, no. But don't forget that no matter what, Malia and Sasha will be just fine. No matter what happens to America, his daughters will be just fine because that's the most important thing. But he told Chuck Todd from NBC News on Thursday that he was sorry that Americans were losing their health insurance.
Did it reek of the apology along the line? Because when I heard it, the first thing I thought of was, I'm sorry your feelings got hurt.
Yeah, well,
not that I did something stupid,
but I'm sorry that your feelings were hurt. Yeah, I'm sorry that you're a victim of the circumstances that I have created, basically. So, all right, here we go. Here's Mr. Obama.
I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. We've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them, and that we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this.
They're going to do everything they can. And we're not exactly sure what that means.
Tonight, the most powerful...
Yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, they're going to do everything they can. Because he's sorry about it. Whenever he uses folks, that just sounds disingenuous to me.
It does, me too.
Anytime he uses the word
folks. And if someone from Harvard says folks, you should distrust
yeah,
them.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yay. I like that.
Yeah, so embattled, and yes, she would be, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, about to release the first round of sign-up numbers regarding the Affordable Care Act. Maybe so. Could in fact, happen today. Now, of course, always remember, Friday afternoon has long been what they call dump day.
Info dump.
Yeah, they take that stuff that you really won't be happy about hearing, and they dump it out on Friday, hoping that you've already left work. It's already out of your world. You're not going to worry about it. And then by Monday... Oh, yeah. That's right. That happened on Friday. Oh,
well,
I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention.
We don't need to talk about
sure.
that anymore.
We need
Does
to move
it
on.
Matter?
We need to move on. Yeah. So Politico reports that Senate Democrats facing reelection next year, holding off at least for now on demands that the White House delay major aspects of health care. The first thing they wanted to do is fix the dang website. Because, again, every time somebody goes on there, they're going to be frustrated. And... that frustration comes back to the administration, and that's Democrats. So they're saying, fix that. I mean, click it and make sure that bunnies and flowers pop up instantly and that everybody feels much better.
Yeah, I have a family member who has gone on, I think she's on like day 37, and she took a screenshot and put it up yesterday. So now I know what it looks like. The page says, I'm sorry, there must be some sort of problem. Maybe you should call blah, blah, blah number. And have somebody help you.
Yeah, but then they do is tell them to eventually go back
get
to healthcare.gov. Hello.
Hey, have y'all noticed that Obama started dropping his G lately?
Oh, no, I haven't. I'll check into that. Looking into and that sort of thing. Hello.
Good morning. Do you cheeky fellows have a porthole there in your radio hole?
No. Why? Why do you ask?
Beautiful, beautiful sunrise.
Oh, good. Excellent. You know, we had a great one on Monday. That's for sure. It was beautiful. Hello. Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah. If you guys there in your studios could see it, you'd say, yeah, that really is. That's very nice.
I'll pop out when I have a break.
Yeah. Anyway, it's very nice. Anyway.
He's just doing that to wrangle Mr.
That's
Downs because he's jacking with the
right.
blinds.
Anytime I can do that, it's a good thing. Yes.
With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way less to pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you. Shop. Cheers to savings.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 9th, it's buying and selling quality hay. Whether buying hay or selling it, you want the best value for your money. We'll discuss how to make better decisions this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We're just a few weeks away from being able to turn our sights to the spring gardening season. This is a good time to cover some horticultural facts and fantasies of this season. Many of these may surprise you. Garden facts of the season right after this important message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. We're going to talk about some unusual garden facts of the season. I'm going to start with one that you may not believe. Poinsettias are not poisonous. Give folks a list of daffodils, oaks, hollies, tomatoes, and poinsettias and ask them which one plant is absolutely not poisonous in any of its parts, and poinsettias will almost always be the last guess every time. While the white latex sap that bleeds from poinsettia stems may cause a skin irritation or rash, the plants are not toxic. That's the determination of a very extensive and expensive series of tests done at the Ohio State University in the 1970s. Knowledge moves slowly in the gardening world. If you want to reflower your poinsettia, know going in it's going to be a challenge. Those big, beautiful poinsettias that you're buying right about now were unrooted cuttings just 4 months ago. That's how quickly they grow. If it didn't freeze in your part of Texas, you could put your Christmas poinsettia outdoors in the flower bed in full sun and prepare for 8 or 10 feet of strong growth before next fall. So it's really difficult to keep it in the same old pot for a whole year and expect it to be happy and to bloom properly. You probably would be better off repotting it several times, pinching it to keep it compact. Oh, another fact that you need to know, mistletoe is toxic, unlike the poinsettias. The plant is parasitic to its host plants, and the berries can make you sick. Mistletoe is a higher plant. That means it has chlorophyll. It roots into the branches of its host plants. As the roots develop, they cause distorted growth in the wood of the host's limbs. Eventually, that interruption can actually kill the affected limb. Cedar elms, bodarks, oaks, hackberries, and elms of other kinds are most commonly afflicted. There's no chemical spray you can use to control mistletoe without doing harm to the host tree. When you develop one, prepare to make some money. Right now, though, all you can do is to trim it out. You want to start trimming every year. Trim out all of the new mistletoe that occurs because it will start on small twigs. If you wait a few years, those twigs will turn into branches, and to prune to remove them would be very disfiguring. Living Christmas trees may be difficult to keep alive after Christmas if you leave them indoors too long. Research has shown that maybe 10 days is about the maximum. And you need to be very careful in the ones that you buy. Norfolk Island pines are the most common houseplant Christmas trees, and they are a little bit difficult to keep indoors. Alberta spruces don't handle the heat well at all in Texas. Leyland cypress and Eldarica pines really cooked this past summer. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53, and here's Zach Taylor with your high school football report.
Starting things off with the 2-7 Bryan Vikings, who are coming off a bye last week. They'll be looking to grab their first district win of the year when they travel to the Woodlands this week to face the College Park Cavaliers. Here's Coach Ross Rogers on the matchup.
We talked about it. I was hoping that this district this year we would all be a lot closer, but as it's worn itself down, you know, the Woodlands and Consol and Lufkin still seem to be the best of the group, and the rest of us were pretty close. So I would say that most people are picking this game a 1 point or 2 point either way, and that's kind of where we're at. It should be a pretty even ball game.
An interesting thing about this game is that it will not be played tonight, but tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and since it will be during the Aggie game, broadcast will be on KAGC 1510 at Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The 8-1 Navasota Rattlers will look to cap off their regular season with a perfect district record as they hit the road tonight to take on the 3-6 Taylor Ducks. Here's Rattlers head coach Lee Fedora.
It's a great game because this has a lot of meaning to it. You know, we definitely know we're in the playoffs. We definitely know we got to share the district championship, but like our kids know, they don't like to share it. But Taylor's got a lot to play for, too, because if they win it, they get a share of that district championship, and they're already guaranteed a playoff spot. So this will be a big game tonight.
Kickoff will be at 7:30 with coverage on Navasota News 1550. The College Station Cougars are nearing the end of their first varsity season and stand at an impressive 6-2 despite not having any seniors on the squad. Coach Steve Huff says his players are athletic, but it's their ability to play as a team that sets them apart.
You know, we're still young, but at the same time, I do see us maturing. I see us, you know, growing as a team. And the one thing I really like about this group of kids is their team. They like each other. They're fun to be around, and we're seeing that growth. They're kind of becoming, there's a little brotherhood amongst them.
The Cougars will host Prime Prep tonight at 7:30. Also playing this evening are rivals St. Joseph and Brazos Christian. St. Joseph comes in at 7-1, while Brazos Christian is a perfect 8-0 on the year. Kickoff is at 7:30 at Brazos Christian Field. Both Rutter and A&M Consolidated wrapped up their regular seasons last week. The Rangers finished the year winless at 0-10, while the Tigers are 7-2 and waiting to play their first playoff game next week. Don't forget, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And this has been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. As we gear up for game day tomorrow, Johnny Manziel sat down with 12th Man TV and gave his impression on the season thus far.
Individually this year, I feel like I've played at a higher level than I have in the past. Continue to work as a quarterback, not as just an athlete. That's continued to show on the field this year. So that was my main goals coming into this year, and through 9 games so far, that's been the case. So hopefully through the next 3 or 4 games where we have, we'll be able to continue to grow.
This will be the last game played at Kyle Field, at least as we know it, and Coach Sumlin shared his thoughts on the significance of this being the last game in, air quotes, old Kyle.
It'll be the last time we make that walk around to come out, and it's also the last time that Kyle Field will ever look the way it looks, and it's really kind of a historic moment for coaches, for players, for fans. I mean, after Saturday at about 5:30, Kyle Field will look completely different forever, and so the ability to play in that game for everybody, or coach in that game, or be a fan at that game, to me is a big deal.
Action starts live with a countdown to kickoff, live from the Zone Plaza with Dave at 12:30, and the kickoff set for 2:30. It's all live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. For the second straight year, Stanford has crushed Oregon's national championship hopes. Tyler Gaffney ran for 157 yards, and the number 6 Stanford Cardinal hammered Oregon for 3 quarters, building up a 26-0 lead before the Ducks came back to finish off at 26-20. Cardinal head coach David Shaw knew Oregon would score and score in a hurry.
We knew they were going to make a run. We didn't know when it was going to be, but that was going to be the difference in the game. If we could stand up to their run, or if they were going to be able to overtake us.
Fifth-ranked Baylor won its 12th game by dominating 12th-ranked Oklahoma 41-12. They're 8-0 on the season and 5-0 in the Big 12, and here's Baylor's quarterback Bryce Petty after the big win.
I think what we try to do is just come out and win. Coach Browse says it best, you're in a proven business. And so tonight, you know, it was just our job to come out here and win, and then I let you guys decide what statement we had.
Petty threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for 2 more.
RG3 out of the shotgun, takes the snap. He throws a fade back left to the end zone. Incomplete, and the Minnesota Vikings win!
Vikings outscored Washington 20-3 in the second half and rallied for just their second win of the season, 37-24 over the Redskins. Adrian Peterson ran for 75 yards and had 2 TDs for the Vikes. In the NBA, Steve Blake hit a 3-pointer with 1.3 seconds left to lift the Los Angeles Lakers to a 99-98 win over the Houston Rockets. And in the NHL, Rich Preavy scored with 19 seconds left in overtime to come back and give the Stars a 4-3 win over the Detroit Red Wings. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms. Come out every Saturday for orchard tours. Gather around for a wine tasting to experience Texas wines and pair them with your favorite pecan delicacies. Take home a delicious handmade pie like pumpkin pecan, chocolate pecan, and the classic Royalty Pecan Pie. Pick up toffee, pralines, breads, wines, and other gourmet foods for your holiday gifts and get-togethers. Also, shop online at royaltypecans.com. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, We'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com.